we have adjourned that meeting 15 minutes early. If there's no objection, can we do our GM report?
Yes.
We can continue with that if there's no objection. So we can do maybe 5 minutes.
Just keep the same agenda item. There was no change.
Just do each of the things. We skipped the whole thing, so just do each.
Oh,
make.
Okay. There we go. Sorry. Can't put pressure on my toe. Go ahead.
Okay. Under personnel, KPFK is no longer has a paid volunteer coordinator. Which I hope will not impact the fund drive that starts on Tuesday, although I've spent a whole lot of time and a lot of other volunteers have contacting past volunteers and setting up food and generally making that fund drive possible. And I would like to invite everybody on this board to please sign up for a time to work the phone room because we're going to need all the help we can get. And again, this is just a summary. I have copies here. I have about 19 copies. I asked the board members to print them out. If you haven't, take one, but please send the extras around to the listeners if you don't need one. Financially, the crash has happened. The crash we were all anticipating is upon us. We had to borrow $52,500 from KPFA to make payroll this time. That is unsustainable. We cannot be borrowing against ongoing expenses. There is a recovery plan under discussion that I cannot talk about here, although I have discussed it with some of the LSV members and, of course, with the executive director and others as necessary. We also were plagued, I prepared a budget for next year that reduces expenses considerably. It maintains our current income levels. I feel like that's the best we can do is current income levels in shorter fund drives. I think that's, that's hopeful. It does propose increasing revenue from other revenue streams as we go on. I have delivered that to the LSB as well. Our operating expenses in the past months were significant because of lots of maintenance that had to go on, although much less significant because we had a donor contribute nearly $2,000 to a plumbing repair we needed that involved roots in the sewer. We also had a failure of one of our water filters. We are no longer using that. We have two others operational, one upstairs and one downstairs. What was the other failure? If I remember. Something else went. Oh, the hybrid, which may be a disaster or not. The hybrid is the system that converts telephone calls to broadcast quality in the booth. We have had a failure in master control with that piece of equipment. We have borrowed the piece of equipment from Studio D and inserted it there, sent the hybrid out for an estimate on repairs. If it's repairable, we're looking at $600. If it's not, replacement is $10,000. We still have not dealt with the failing air conditioning unit, and it hasn't quite failed yet, so we're good on that. Although the air conditioner in the telecom room, one of the compressor pumps there failed, and we're having that replaced. It's been temporarily patched together until we can get the $600 repair on that going. We have had requests to do other maintenance, and we just have not done it at this point. But as you all know from personal experience, postponing maintenance doesn't mean maintenance goes away. It's just there and worse later on. I have an extensive programming report from the interim program director here. He summarizes some of the special programming that's gone on since my last report, and he responds to the Pacifica National Board's request for information about programming evaluations. As far as outreach, fundraising, and development goes, in addition to the report on programming from the IPD, I did do a report for the listener last week. And I have met with the Spanish language Association of Spanish Language Programmers a couple of times to work out their programming changes as required by the PNB. And we continue to use some of the trained stringers from the stringers program that I reported on last time on the air. And two of those folks have been adopted as interims by programmers. So we're busy integrating the community, trained community, into our programming. As far as outreach goes, we emailed everybody with outstanding premiums or premiums more than 8 weeks outstanding. Have had some success at chilling the onslaught of phone calls about missing premiums with that, some significant success. We're getting less interruptions in master control and less interruptions in my office because of that. We had some people, about 30, who said they didn't need a program of a premium at all.
We're getting close to
time.
You want to wrap it up real quick?
I can wrap it up real quick, yeah. Fund Drive starts on Tuesday. We're doing a 30-hour retrospective of KPFK that we'll offer as a premium with the help of everybody who wants to at the station. We've made an agreement to have a translator in Lancaster at no cost to the station. And as far as elections go, we're preparing lists. I've provided the paid staff list, and we're preparing unpaid staff and volunteers list. We're putting the announcements on the air and holding signing parties as the LES requires or requests.
Thank you. So we've got 10 minutes for board questions. 15 minutes for board questions. Go ahead.
5 minutes since you finished the first one.
Is there any objection? Thank you. No objection. Please continue.
Okay. It's really not 5 minutes more if it's simply a summary here. We did a renewal campaign by email that was not very successful, I'll be honest with you. People didn't respond. We're re-looking at the pitch in that. We have a problem doing a hard copy mailing because we have to purchase the stationery, and you certainly can't do that at least until after Fund Drive. But we are planning on doing that. We've been tabling in Long Beach, we've been tabling at the 1st of July, we were tabling somewhere else. We tabled the Max Blumenthal event. That event netted us about $1,300. And there's something else in here, too. I don't know. Operations. That's the summary. That's the summary. I hope you all had a copy. Eventually, we're going to get these all on the web for you, along with financials. That's in the works. We're looking at a major web redesign before we do that.
Thank you. Questions from the board? Ms. Kaufman?
First of all, paid volunteer coordinator was never in the budget, so...
It was an interim position, and we did not extend it to a permanent position.
It was not in the budget, so it shouldn't have been there to begin with, in a sense.
Can we move first? Are we going to ask the questions first and then have the response, or do you want to gather the questions? How would you want to do it?
Doesn't matter to me.
It's your choice. Do you want to gather the questions, or do you want to answer the once the questions have been posed?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, that assistant coordinator was, the volunteer coordinator was not in the budget, so it wasn't in the budget. And what you discussed with the LSBF, the finance committee, was not a recovery plan, it was something else. So I haven't heard of any recovery plan, if you were saying that was a recovery plan, it's not. Now, one thing that was brought up at the finance committee meeting was this programming services charges for about $30,000 in the financials. You didn't know what it was. Novick didn't know what it was. He was asked on the National Finance Committee what it was. Lydia didn't know what it was. That's $30,000. That's a big chunk of change. And nobody seems to know what that is. But I know what it is, and actually we were told what it is.
Can I get a point of information? Is there a time in the...
And we were told what it is. Please don't interrupt me.
That's okay.
We were handed at the previous finance committee meeting from the business manager about, this is through, I don't know, April? $23,000 in expenses is going to Sonali's TV show.
Okay.
I don't understand why nobody wants to talk about that, but that's a 30,000 chunk of change that nobody seems to want to address. And that is in the budget, so I think that needs to be addressed.
Thank you.
And that those expenses were not in this budget either. They're all off the budget.
Give a little extra. Go ahead. Or you're going to take the next question. Okay, Mr. Argueta?
Yeah, two things. Brenda, go ahead. You were first.
Sorry, Brenda.
Okay. Thank you for your report, Leslie. I have a question if you have plans in the near future to maybe do a capital campaign to potentially kind of get the station fixed up. I know that KPFA did that, and it was somewhat successful. I'm not sure what it was. I think it might have been for their transmitter. I can't recall right now. But it seems that the station on the inside is kind of falling apart. So in order for it to function on a building level, is there a potential plan for that? That's it. Thanks.
Thank you. Ms. Argueta and then Mr. Novick.
There was a motion that was approved by the total for each program, you know, last 1 hour, they have to have a tutorial, I think, of 4 minutes or something, you know, like there's of the elections process and stuff. I don't know if it's been done or not. And then I was a national, actually, approved by the TMB that each program that has 1 hour or more has to have a tutorial.
For tutorial for
announcement. The process announcement, and then you know, like a teaching how you know and why, because why is that important? Because we want to have people to vote, right? And to know what their vote is going to be for, right? Yeah. How they're going to do it, and what it counts, why it counts a lot, and everything. So that was the tutorial. And another thing that is related to a government is how much advantage does KPFK has in terms of using Sonali Kohankar's, you know, TV program and stuff like that? Because I don't understand, you know, that issue, you know, how we are paying that or how that work, you know, really. I mean, I'm serious on that. I have no idea.
Okay, so did you get that question? Okay. And then, Mr. Novick?
Yeah, I know that the Pacifica National Board in approving the budget that you're functioning under, which I realize you came in very close to the end of the fiscal year, but there was a mandate to the local management to cut $250,000 on expenses, and I know that actually by the time you got here we had overrun our expenses as opposed to cutting them on. Could you specify a little more what cuts you think you can make in the current years? Expenses.
Any other questions?
We're at time. Time for the questions.
I don't know quite how to respond to the question about the volunteer coordinator not being in the budget. I didn't hire that position.
Point of personal privilege, sorry to interrupt you. Public is supposed to go before the GM responds.
That is correct.
I apologize.
That is okay. Just right. We've got 90 seconds for.
No. 60 seconds. 1 minute. Yeah.
60 seconds for speaker, please.
I am really concerned about this budget that we have. We do think that $40,000 is not accounting for. Nobody can explain. I think that we need to change a little few things and a few people to do the $30,000 of money. It's really shameful, you know, that we have this kind of problem when we have this resource, you know, the extension with so many watts of power over there, and we don't use to excite the community. I have organizations that can raise in 3 weeks, in 4 weeks, they raise $7,000. For something that they have over there in another country. And the church, they can raise a lot of money, they even building, you know, and we have this kind of resources. I think that we have to change our way of thinking, how we approach the community, you know. We have to get that, we have to expect really a little bit more with this resource that we have, you know. We're letting this, but we have to clarify everything about these things. $30,000 is too much, definitely, to just be.
I am very upset that a lot of money goes to waste when we have fund drives. Every time we have a fund drive, we have people pitching for perfume twinkles. I made that word up, but you know, we should have
pretty much.
We should have, you know, and little purple pills or whatever, which may or may not work. But you know, to me, KPFK is the gift. It's the thing that's the gift to the world. And I think we got to, you know, work. You know, if we have a writer who wants to give away books, that's great, doing a fund drive. Or, you know, just give something away that, you know, that's different. But when you have to pay for this stuff, when Pacifica or KBFK buys this stuff, that's a lot of money down the pipe, especially now. So we really had to work on that.
Thank you, Nancy, because it's precisely where the resources have been evaporated into. About six so-called special programmers, some of which get paid, and then on top of that, they abuse the system by offering overly expensive premiums. And no one takes a look at the net result, the net bottom line. If they collect $1,000, but yet the premiums cost so high, they're not bringing in so much money, are they? But those two never meet. Those people are just as responsible for the condition, the financial stress condition that we face right now. And by the way, the motion from the PNB was that 4 to 5 minute tutorial per month per each hour program would be sectioned off for a tutorial on the elections. Very critical. I did hear a tutorial between the National Election Supervisor and someone named Kim. I heard it only in the morning. And how ironic, I heard it in the morning of the election closing, the 14th. How ironic. It was superb. And if that little skit would have been played every day, leading to them, it would have been very helpful.
Thank you. Leslie, you mentioned about tabling at different events. Office committee with some unpaid staff, they were helping us. We recruited 30 people. I'm asking why the people that they have to be paid by salary, they don't come outside tabling different events and recruit people. Why not? There are 30 people, if they go every day to different corner of the city, they could come up with four members. We are going to, you know, do it. And to prove that, you know, if we are in a different event, different corner of the city, we could come up with some money to help the station. And another thing, please, Tuesday is a fund drive, and we have list of the restaurant to go to different restaurant, ask them, you know, to donate food for the people there. We need your help, please. Time. The board member and other people too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Leslie. I'm just wondering what other models you've been looking at in terms of fundraising possibilities in the media or in other nonprofits, and whether you considered other, events and auctions and other things. And whether you considered hiring any nonprofit fundraising consultants on the performance basis.
My name is Barbara Martinez. I also agree with the gentleman just prior to me that spoke. We want to see all of you guys out there when there's events. You know, a lot of us, like, I'm a volunteer and I love going out there to get more members. And I just love the station. And every time I go to some certain events, I don't see a lot of people from here or there. And so I suggest that, you know, we've got to come together and start going up there and making it work. Thank you.
Getting involved.
Yes, getting involved.
Thank you, Beth.
And you're running for the local commission.
Yeah.
Yes, good afternoon. Dr. Thomas Talley here. I heard said today that we've been known for financial transparency, and I'd like to say that that's absolute baloney in my experience. Just today, we heard cited two expenses for around $30,000. One has been unidentified, and that in itself is kind of curious. The other one related to a recent PNB meeting, and I think there's a big problem with that, too. We seem to be running the station as though, well, the word is escaping me, as though we're essentially rich, and we are not by any means. There are a lot of secrets, a lot of things that's not coming to the rock, a lot of things that are just lack a lot of clarity. I mean, I can mention about 10 things we need to improve on, but certainly a big one is financial transparency and accountability. We're way behind the curve on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Hayden. Thank you to the public for your comments. You ready?
Eric. Again, as far as the volunteer coordinator position goes, no, it wasn't in the budget and it no longer exists. The programming services you're looking at, that $23,000 was for the video equipment that is available to everybody in the station. It was raised with the GoFundMe campaign, or at least a lot of it. I do not have those figures, and I'll be honest about that.
That is not what's in there.
That agreement is not between this office and the station. It is between the executive director and the station. So I have very little control over that. I did not sign off on that agreement. It was renewed during my tenure, but it was not for me to sign on. It was for Pacifica to sign on.
That's not what those expenses.
Excuse me, you're out of order, Ms. Hoffman.
As far as they
you do not have the floor, Ms. Kaufman.
I'll return to the question of capital campaign when Brenda's back in the room. The tutorial, the programmers have been advised to run the tutorial. We're logging the tutorial as it's run. If you think I need to follow up on that, I'll be happy to do that. It is available in both English and, I believe, now in Spanish. The request to cut $250,000 from the budget, I have a proposal that I cannot discuss to cut about $180,000.
Yay!
Not including the upcoming budget, which also cuts expenses. We are going to the listeners' comments here. As far as exciting the community and planning for community events, I have asked all of the unpaid staff and presented a plan to them for doing community events, and any money raised in those community events will be tallied against their fund drive goals, because the unpaid shows always have trouble making those fund drive goals anyway. So let's incentivize that a little bit.
Yes.
And invite them to do community events. We'll keep a tally in the office, a spreadsheet in the office of what they bring in, and we'll be able to credit that against their shows. In fact, it would be entirely possible for an enthusiastic unpaid staff collective to collect their entire goal without pitching, which means, of course, they would get their time slot and not need to pitch during it. So that we are trying to reach out to the community with the lack of resources we have and doing some of that. As far as fund drive premiums, I put a $20 cap on them for this fund drive. I'm getting a lot of resistance from the staff because, in fact, the more expensive premiums do bring in significant funds. And they bring in those big chunks of cash that everybody likes to, you know, cheer about. We got, you know, a $250 donation. At $20, the maximum request we can make is $200. So please be aware of that. I've also put an overall cap on premiums of $38,000, which sounds like a whole lot of money. But if we use our 10-to-1 ratio, which is our premium ratio of 10-to-1, that only brings in $380,000, or half of our goal for this time. That means that the other half, if we were to make our goal, and I don't know that we will, honestly, But we need to cover our expenses till the end of the year, so that's just a practicality. That means the rest of that money has to come in without people asking for premiums at all. That is huge. Mm-hmm. That's huge. And I don't know that it can happen, and I'm being very frank with you. I have calculated the fund drive goal on what's left to meet expenses to the end of the fiscal year. I would be very surprised if we made it. We haven't thus far this year. Fundraising, events, auctions, consultants. On all of that, right now, me being able to go to major donors or foundations hinges on two things. One, having an audit for 2014, which we don't have.
Working.
Okay, it's in the works, it's very close, I understand, but we don't have that. So I can't even write a grant at this point. Number two is having a recovery plan, having a way to get out of this hole. Then I can go to major donors and say, please tide us over. But as long as our expenses exceed our income, nobody in their right mind is going to give money to that situation. I have to demonstrate to them that we are no longer going to be in that fiscal position, and that all they're doing is getting us over a tough time and back on track again. Because otherwise we're going to be looking at somebody who wants to donate $10,000 every month, and that's ridiculous. You know, that's just not happening. So I have to get those two pieces in place, and absolutely we're going for major donors. We're going for fundraising. Auctions are a little tricky. If it comes down to it, something that I have discussed with my boss is selling a grand piano.
What a shame.
But better than closing the station. I mean, we're at that point that we have to look at scalable assets right now. We have old reel-to-reel recorders in there that might bring a couple $100 each from a collector. I don't know. I am really looking around the station for how to pull this out. And I cannot tell you how serious this is. I am working as hard as I can, as fast as I can, to make corrections and get us back to the budget we intended to have and less. But it's a matter of timing at this point whether I can get those corrections in place before we run out of payroll again. And if we do, I will sell the grand piano. Okay? That's just what's going to have to happen. Because we cannot fail on payroll. Okay, bottom line, that can't happen. So I will be looking for a potential buyer for the grand piano.
Right here.
You two ladies got $40,000? Because I have a rough guess of what that thing is worth.
20 each.
All right. Finally, outside consultants. I would love to bring in outside consultants, but I doubt that anybody would come on board right now given our resources. So again, you know, unless I've got free people, and returning to Brenda's point about capital campaigns, I skipped you because you were out of the room. What I am actually looking at for the short term is putting on the web a list of what we need and the skills we need, and looking for volunteers to handle our basic maintenance needs around the station, our skilled trade people, supplies, that sort of thing. And I'm working up a whole proposal to go there with donations and volunteers to see us through this. I think we can hold off on a capital campaign until we can get some money in some projects rather than capital investment. Because a capital investment ties up a whole lot of donations until we get a big amount of money. What I prefer to see right now is $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 grants for projects that will help cover some of the administrative expenses rather than a pot of $500,000 or $1 million for a capital campaign that may or may not happen because we have these ongoing expenses. So I'm holding off on a capital campaign until we can get some of that grant money rolling in to cover, as I say, some of the overhead and administrative expenses associated with projects.
Is it too late to ask a clarifying question?
They're at time for the agenda.
This is important.
It is important. We have the PNB.
Just a clarifying question for me and maybe for the listeners.
Well, then I'd like to ask a question.
Excuse me. Mr. Lawrence, I gave one exception.
Oh, no.
Let's move on with the agenda. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Hoffman.
It's not okay.
I'm hitting my
chair properly. Chair properly.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Excuse me.
I think you're going to give me the opportunity. That's
thank you.
I'm going to give the other person the opportunity.
I agree. So, excuse me. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the
with your understanding, can we move forward?
Okay.
Well, do you need to
just wait?
Yeah, just move the agenda.
Okay, let's go. We're fine.
Are you still okay?
Thank you. Excuse me. I will chair the meeting. Thank you.
You want to hear?
Yeah, we'd like to.
PNB reports from our director report. Ms. Medina?
So, as far as the PNB, are we recording the meeting?
Yeah, okay.
So, as far as the PNB for the past couple of meetings, we did have a meeting where the PNB did reject a proposal from the Pacifica affiliates program that was looking to do underwriting.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
postponed the vote upon further evaluation from both the affiliates director and the ED because there was a lot of questions from each of the directors across both factions with regards to how that program would work and in terms of how the breakdown was and looking further to evaluate whether that's kind of the direction that the affiliates program would want to go in. So I'll leave that at that.
Any other directors would like to speak? Ms. Argueta? Ms. Bozon, go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay, so we got a big chunk of business done, obviously, at the in-person meetings, which is, we all acknowledge that that's what gets accomplished at those in-person meetings. We never get to finish the agenda, and so we brought items forward at our last special meeting and got an awful lot of business taken care of there as well. And as I said, we were able to bring this meeting in under budget. Among the things that we passed in open session was to create a number of working groups. And by the way, there is a strategic working group now that is working toward strategic planning. It's being chaired basically by George Ryder. And all of the PNB directors are either attending the meetings or writing by email various suggestions, many of which are very good and very welcome to see that first effort. I think that's a huge accomplishment. We work cooperatively throughout the in-person PNB meeting and then beyond. It only took us 5 minutes to approve the agenda the other day. Five or 10 minutes is a record, I think. And we got through the open session agenda, so I was very pleased about that. And then I think Rodrigo can speak to another major accomplishment at the
PNB.
Yeah.
Well, another issue that we, as you know, we approved at the national meeting here in Los Angeles was the implementation of the bilingual to Spanish language programming throughout the nation, so at all five radio stations. So since then, some work has been done on the various signals. New York has been developing some pilots, and some working group has been forming in there. Another group was formed here in Los Angeles, and it's now working with KPFA too. That also, I think, Molina, I think is his name, you know, one of the oldest programmers, also is getting involved. Also, Washington, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rican friend, you know, Mr. Radio Vegas is going to help too. So we are having meetings every Saturday at 1 p.m. here at KPFK. So for those who are interested in participate, so they are welcome. You know, remember that this program is going to be actually. It's not going to be decided just by one person. It's going to be decided collectively. So it's been getting done so far. So that's what I can say. You know.
Thank you. I just wanted to give a quick reminder for the ground rules of communication. This is an educational forum. So if people do have different learning and processing, if hearing or speaking, let's please be respectful and allow people their time to speak and not keep cutting them off, no matter how they're, you know, it's a different day every day how people are processing. So in somebody else's eyes, please do not jam them up in your voice and use a microphone for that. That's not what we're here for, to represent the public, to jam up people. Okay? So let's just keep that in mind.
Are you leaving and you want to ask questions?
Excuse me? Can you ask your side question? So we're going to do committee reports from the PND. That was the director's report. And then are there any committee reports?
There's an audit committee.
Mr. Blair, please.
And governance.
Okay, we'll go governance.
Okay, the Pacific Audit Committee did meet in May or June, basically because there was no status on the 2014 audit. I did try and contact John Profit, and he never got back to me. I then subsequently learned at the face-to-face PNB meeting here in June that the reason that the 2014 audit is not proceeding is because Pacifica doesn't have the money to pay our audit firm, Armino LLC, something like $70,000. And as far as I know, they're still working on that, but that's still a problem. So that's the status of the audit committee.
Do you have a meeting? So you haven't met for
next week is our next regular meeting.
Oh, so that'll be for July. And last
so
meeting?
I believe July 27th.
Okay, thank you. There was a governance. Do you have a question for this committee? Or a response?
I'm going to do both because that's
true. Okay, because Lawrence had governance.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence, with governance.
Okay. Actually, I meant to say it was programming oversight and.
Can you use the mic?
The programming committee, we met and we did discuss some of the underwriting stuff, and we came to no conclusion.
No, the National Programming Committee.
The National Programming Committee, I'm sorry. And then we also reaffirmed implementation of the 5 hours of language plus Spanish language programming. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Poisson?
Yes, and just to add about the auditors, there was a finance committee motion passed to ask KPFA out of their bequest money to advance half of what we owed our auditors. and then there was a motion that amended that at the PMD meeting, which was to ask KPFA to pay the entire amount. So I have to assume that's moving forward. The governance committee also passed a motion that, for example, a chair cannot unilaterally cancel a committee meeting. It needs to have, and that's what I didn't bring with me, it needs to have, I believe, a majority, if not a unanimous, email consensus about whether or not to cancel a meeting. This has been a problem in the past when everyone plans for the meeting and all of a sudden, because the chair can't make it, it's canceled. And so that was remedied at the PMD at our last meeting as well. So that committee motion was passed at the last meeting, and the other governance committee motion is that there will be a new cycle of bylaws, and so by the end of the month, any bylaws amendments need to be submitted, and that starts 45 days later of notice, and then the PMB will be voting on it after that.
Election committee. The committee has been meeting pretty regularly with the National Election Supervisor and Janet Coburn, who's the secretary of the Pacifica National Board, is also a member of that committee. And she's taken the main initiative, although it was a task force from the committee itself, to try to clarify the status of the LSBs at all five of the stations to figure out whose term is up and who's in the election process. That's still under discussion. From the National Finance Committee, I think one of the principal things to report is that there are severe cash flow problems nationally because many of the stations, including this one, have not been making their central services payments. And so that's created a major pinch at the national office as well. Comments that were referred to earlier by the chair of that committee, the PNB treasurer, Brian Tickert, I think we are having a executive session of the committee with our general manager here to address the question of reducing the budget deficit at this station and to come into compliance with the national policy.
Thank you. We do need to move on to board question and answer. We'll probably have about 10 minutes as we kind of run this a little bit. Ms. Kaufman, and then there was another hand on this side. No? Ms. Kaufman, go ahead, 90 seconds.
Well, I don't know where to start. These elections have gotten very low on-air promotion. The tutorial, as Bella heard, I heard, the first one was maybe on the last day of the candidate period, so that was a fail.
The tutorial was not for the candidate period.
Yes, it was. To encourage people why they should run.
The importance of the process.
Excuse me, I'm just
right. And encourage, yes. Don't encourage people to encourage candidates to run and why and what it's about and how to do it. But as to the finances, despite what Lauren says about transparency, there were no first financial reporting we had was in about January 2015. And the fact that we cannot pay the auditor from last year, that's another $2 million loss. Well, another $1 million in addition to last year's $1 million for the whole network because of lack of filing appropriate audits. And it's way overdue and does not appear to be ongoing. Now, everything about KPFK's finances seems to be needing to be an executive session. So there's no reason why expenses are not being looked at. And I'd like to hear what is going to be
Excuse me, you are out of time.
We really got to do something about this atmosphere of disrespect.
Thank you.
It's really demoralizing. It's really painful. When Tej, as the chair, gives an order, a directive, or something, it's not obeyed. It's not listened to at all.
Yeah.
It dismissed with disrespectful comments as well. It's not given any respect. And I notice, you know, when Michael takes on the chair at the delegates meeting, the same kind of disrespect is given. It's very obvious.
Very obvious, yeah.
You know, when the chair says, stop talking, the person doesn't stop talking. So there's a big difference. So we have a person of color, we have a woman, who's receiving the disrespect, not allowing her to chair, and it's not happening to a person who's not a person of color.
Or a woman.
Or a woman.
Stop.
So this is pretty obvious to me, right?
Yes.
What's going on? And this is not a healthy thing. We know this is not healthy.
Thank you.
Okay, can I finish in one just quick second? Because I had a motion. A quick motion. To resolve this, I brought this up before. I think we have to have some kind of punishment or something to keep on happening.
Yes.
So if someone is disrespectful to the chair, does not listen to the chair, does this three times, then they should be thrown out of the meeting.
Hey.
Unless we do this, it's going to keep on happening. That's
I agree.
Good.
Is there a second to Mr. Parker's motion?
A second.
Is there any objection to Mr. Parker's motion?
Of course.
Okay, we'll take a vote.
Well, there should be some discussion.
We don't. We are. That's for Q&A time.
Can we, as board,
you would like to discuss as a teacher
this issue? Yes, I know you can. And is that sarcastic?
I
is that sarcastic attitude something that would be included in his comments?
Yeah.
That's your opinion, sarcastic.
Right.
Oh my God.
And Michael does not do that.
Ms. Bazon?
Yes. What we did several years ago, and I favor as opposed to like three strikes in your out type of thing, is to get a sense, and we used to get a sense of the listeners, but the board would vote if there was any kind of an action to take place at that time. So it's not automatic three times and you're out. But if anybody is very disruptive or whatever, and I heard during something where somebody said, why don't you poll the listeners? And that's true too. And so we used to do both. And so I think that that's something that can happen even without a motion, that the chair has that option. It's like, do they want to see this conduct continue? And then you get a sense of both the board and the listeners. That would be my
amendment.
Substitute.
Can you rephrase that motion?
I really would prefer not to. This was a comment against his motion. Saying there is a prerogative of the chair should not require a motion for the chair to exercise some prerogatives to get the sense of the full body.
Mr. Reyes?
Yes, Madam Chair. The other thing that the chair may want to consider doing.
Use the microphone.
The other thing that the chair may want to consider doing is admonishing the person that's being disruptive and disrespectful by making a notation in the minutes, as the secretary could make a notation in the minutes, and that will have to be voted on.
Thank you. Mr. Farley?
Since I sat down at this end, it's very obvious to me that someone in the audience yells out every few minutes. You've never, ever admonished her. So I'm questioning, would you be fair and balanced?
That's not true. I have.
Not today.
Mr. Crenshaw, go ahead.
Part of what we look for is mic on, Michael? Yeah. Part of what we look for is fairness, and parliamentary procedure, Robert's Rules, does help us to run a meeting fairly. Now, I think that if you looked at this meeting objectively, the way that Tej chairs the meeting, it's not fair. It is favoritism on one side or the other. In fact, Lawrence sat next to me once when she consistently looked over to the to her side of the table, and
you blew it up.
No, that was my fault. Sorry. You okay?
Consistently looked over to her side of the table, favoring her faction, ignoring this faction, and Lawrence happened to be sitting next to me, and he objected, and then she realized, oh, he was there, and then started calling on people who were there.
I don't remember that.
I think any objective measure of a meeting has to include the facility with which it's done. Doing this or making snide remarks or making faces is part of that arrogant tyranny of the majority that we see represented. And I think that's unfortunate, and that has to be addressed. Absolute fairness in the meeting. When I chaired, I said there were no factions, there are only issues, and everybody will be treated equally.
Time. Thank you. Ms. Novick?
I have a substitute motion that the board seek to fill the position of the parliamentarian.
Yes.
We are also, remember, we're on an item that we are due, and we got one more minute on. So that's our board Q&A before we go to public comment.
There's a motion on the floor.
I know, we got one more minute.
But it wasn't amended, right? How can you...
And please note for the record...
Excuse me,
the
you're not on the floor.
Please note
excuse
for
me,
the record...
Excuse me, please wait for the address.
You're out of order. Exactly, because a member of the audience called out. Notice the...
Thank you. Okay. Let's keep the meeting in order. Thank you. Okay. There's a motion on the floor. We're out of time.
Ridiculous.
On this. So the substitute has been accepted. Has it been seconded?
Yes, by Steve Pryor.
Okay, thank you. So,
point of information.
Yes, Ms. Coffin?
What is the substitute?
My substitute is that we seek the appointment of the parliamentarian.
Yes.
Is there any objection? Thank you. No objection. Okay. We need public comment?
That substitute.
Oh, sorry.
The substitute became the main motion.
Yeah, it became the main motion. So can we vote on the main motion? The substitute as the main motion? Is there any objection to the substitute as the main motion?
No, just...
From my...
Okay. None? Thank you. So we'll go to public comment. 60 seconds per speaker, please.
Point of information.
It's public comment time.
Point of information.
What's your question, Ms. Coffin?
Well, I had asked Lydia some questions about our finances, and
there are different questions. I'm sorry, we've been four Q&A time went already. It's public comment.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Yep. What are you gonna do? We have 7.5 minutes.
So this is Bernie Asberg. Sir, on this side of the table, do you know how long this woman has been disrespected by your faction and Ms. Kaufman? Do you know how... She is a human being. She can only take so much. I think she's been under tremendous control in dealing with this situation. So when you talk about being objective... you're the one, and you're actually an educator, you know, an academic. You should really realize what is going on here. This woman has been under attack by your faction continuously, and she's been behaving admirably, in my estimation. And to you, I think you do have the privilege of expressing more action on people that are disruptive to the meeting, and you should really consider doing that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Well, this is an example of how we're all colonized, especially white men. Now, there are some good guys, too. So,
yes.
But anyway, I want to speak about the news, the news department, because we have, we need to get news on weekends. You know, I had some suggestions to throw out. Maybe, we used to have it on weekends a long time ago in the 70s and 80s. You know, maybe we can have a half hour news in Spanish on either a Saturday or Sunday, and then have another half hour or one in English on a Saturday or Sunday. That's one possibility. Or we can build up our maybe have Callister English do a news report in English. Or in Spanish. Or we can build up a local news department and have news. Because to tell you the truth, the Pacifica News, you know, the world goes on weekends too. Things happen. So Pacifica News, it needs improvement. So that's why, you know, we need to have something that really has an edge to it, tells you really what's going on. I had to go on the internet in the library just to get news. You know.
I am a member of the Finance Committee meeting and a committee. The total salaries as of June 15 for KPFK are $1 million. That's year end. As of June 2015, $1,409,868,000. That is no excuse. Of course, I don't know the details. I have the classifications, everything from the taxes that are paid, the severance, the vacation accrued, and the compensation. Also, for health benefit, the 403B matching contributions, the pension plan, child care, you name it. However, this is unacceptable. I have spoken about the fact that Pacifica mandates a complete volunteer baseline. And that's what we need to have yesterday. We shouldn't be here today. So the folks like Sonalis and Ian Masters I'm forgetting his last name. I don't know why.
Roy
Tuckman. And folks like that need not be. And Margaret Prescott, because she doesn't need either a salary. This should not be. Why are we just not doing what we are supposed to do? To get our station in order and then go for the CPP funding right away and change the stupid programming to be in line with our mission statement. Then I wanted to say that my mission since December on the governance committee is precisely that, to attack and eliminate all straight programming. It has no space, no place on KPFK. We need radical programming with a niche that deals with everything from socialism to anarchism, from non-religious to women's rights, things that we do not hear on the programming grid, absent completely void over the last 7 years. And let's get rid of Alan Minsky immediately.
I've been a listener subscriber for over 42 years. It's 43 years next month. And I have to tell you that I'm ashamed to say I'm part of this organization because I've helped to support it for 43 years, every year. And I'll tell you now, my wife and I lived for 7 years, the first 7 years of our marriage, without a couch. But the first day, the first 10 minutes of hearing KPFK, we were subscribers and have been ever since. And I'm ashamed of you people. This is a dysfunctional organization, and the sooner it goes to hell, the better off listener subscribers and KPFK will be. I'm sorry for you. Your job is to make this organization move forward, and all I see is blundering fools. Make this thing work or get the hell out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
I believe that we really have to do a lot more, you know, to get together. I mean, in many situations, if you feel that you're doing nothing in the world, it's time for you to go and let some other people to go to do the work for here. But we have to work trying to as much unity that we have. I don't see the unity that we have in this forum here. And you know, it's critical the time that we have. And scientists say that we have about 10 years until the whole system collapses and mass extinction is on the way for the human species. So we have to be a little more critical, a little more focused in the work that we're doing. You know, this is really the time that the encyclical, the Pope over there, it focuses on a lot of problems, really deep problems that affect humanity. You know, and we are on this game, we are fighting among over here because everybody when they have their own agenda, their own ego prevail. I don't think so. You know, we have to change this kind of classic thing that we've been hearing, you know.
Thank you.
I guess I have to more or less agree with the last couple of comments, except that obviously merely berating or condemning, which I've had my share of doing in the past, isn't going to do the job. There are people who can help us. There are professionals, amateurs, consultants who can help us conduct better meetings, who can help people who have anger management problems. There are people who can help a board function better, as well as down the line on all the other issues. In short, what I've said before, I'm going to say it again. Recognize, just as you may not be able to fix your TV, your computer, your car, unless you're an expert in these, we may need, as a body, some professional help. And there are people in our larger community, KPFK, Civica, who are willing to do this for free even. I know some of them. And they're competent to help us. If you can admit, you know, we need help. So what John was saying earlier, and Michael, that's not going to solve our problem. We have problems. We need to recognize them and face up to them. So I'm not saying, you know, give up, go to hell. But I'm saying, let's recognize we need some help and get it. And I'm going to help
if I
can as well.
I'm right behind you.
Here we go.
Hello, Ben. My name is Adam. I just came to KPFK. Basically, at the request of our general manager to try to bring in young people from the community to help be a part of this station. And it's weird being in these factions. I know some people from outside, but we don't discuss KPFK because that seems like a quagmire. So as we come in here and I hear about this person is horrible and this person is horrible, and as I talk to these people, everybody's saying the same damn thing. Everybody really has the same political ideology that's sitting at this table. Except as the normal thing for the left, which continually divides us, are little itty-bitty pieces of ideology that we can't let go. Now look, my comment earlier still stands. The function of an advisory board is to identify funding sources for the organization, especially when it's going down the drain.
Yes.
And when I said programs, I don't mean on air. That's my fault. I keep forgetting this is a radio station. I'm used to working in Skid Row and Watts and places that affect people's housing. And, you know, this affects people's housing too. This affects people's lives. Right now, we have a chance. We are at the crust of the resurgence of, I guess, the new civil rights movement. Some would say, I would say, the resurgence of the Black Power movement. And that's a beautiful damn thing. And we have a chance to do that if we can stop fighting amongst ourselves. And I know you hear this all the time, and all these different things, and mediation is great, but the best thing to stop fighting, especially with people who have the same ideals as you, is to suck it up, man or woman, the fuck up, and talk to each other and move towards what you're supposed to do. And that's all I got to say. All power to the people. This was an interesting first LSB meeting for me. And I'm not really cool with how it is. So there you
go. Thank you.
Power to the people.
So we're going
to
see you next time, right?
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, not there.
You will.